Coach, I know there's probably a couple things. You guys started out good and led it after the first quarter, up 7, and then kind of hit a lull of scoring in the middle of that second quarter, and Higdon goes on a 15-0 run in that second and early part of that third, and all of a sudden you find yourselves down 20, you fight back. But if you look back at tonight, what was kind of the thing that really hurt you guys the most?
Well, like you said, they went on that run. We finished the first quarter so poorly, giving up 4 points right there. They get a steal and a layup to end the quarter to cut it down to whatever it was. And so we needed to finish it better. We were kind of lazy with it, really. And then that second quarter, I thought they were being really aggressive, getting to the basket. They obviously knocked down some shots, and we just went cold, you know. But some of that was the shot selection. And some of it was just, you know, we went cold, and you can't do anything about that at times. You know, Parker getting in foul trouble, I thought, really hurt us. Defensively, probably more than offensively, but he communicates well. He rebounds well. He's a strong kid down there, so that kind of hurt us. And then, you know, as you saw later on in the game, Parker got to the basket. You know, he got into the paint, and he was creating for other people, and we need more guys to do that, especially, you know, if Hunter and Jackson are getting guarded a certain way, we need other guys to make plays, and he did that tonight, and we just needed him to be in there for a little bit longer. So, you know, they can obviously shoot the ball and they can score. And once they got that lead, they really spaced the floor. And they got it so quickly that we kind of had to go man and got out of what we were doing. And once we get out there, and they're good enough drivers to beat you because they spread the floor out so well. And, you know, so a lot of things that we probably could have done better, but, you know, it was big in that second quarter.
I think another big factor, and looking back at it, I think you'll see it as well, is rebounding. They kind of owned the glass tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, they did. When we went on our run, we were stopping them. We were getting that first shot rebound. And then after that, it kind of snowballed on us. But that's because we were out of position. You know, they missed some easy shots as well. But we were forced to, you know, bring our help side defender over. And when that happens, there's nobody on the backside if they miss it. So, obviously, we're giving up, you know, offensive rebounds to them. And it was just it's hard to keep those guys in front of you when they space it like that. And somebody's got to help. So, we've got to do a better job of keeping the ball in front of us. But we've got to do a better job of not getting down by 10 and having to come out and do something different.
Well, I know it's a tough one here, but you had a good start there as well with getting some shots there from some of your reserves off the bench. Ronnie Weathers hits his first three, and I don't know if we all saw that coming, but I imagine you have. He's probably attempted some of those in practice, but he hits his first career three, and Harrison King got off to a good start there. And, you know, just you have to like what they've been able to contribute as the season has gone on.
For sure. You know, Ronnie hit one in the JV game, so we knew he was feeling it. He's got the ability to do that. And, you know, Harrison's been a little bit more aggressive, you know, each day. So we've got to keep him aggressive. And, you know, when we went on that run in the first quarter, we were playing in a rhythm and we were being aggressive. We were getting the ball into the paint and we were kicking it out. And that's where we shoot the best from. And we keep telling these guys, you know, that's where your higher percentage is coming from, is when that ball gets kicked out from the inside. And then when they went on their run, like we've done a couple of times in the past, we just kind of go into our own little bubble where we shoot any shot that we think's open. And a lot of times those passes aren't, you know, it's not the shot that we want. It's not the pass, you know, coming from the inside. So our shot selection could have been better. But we've just got to be a little bit more disciplined, you know. And they showed a lot of fight, you know, getting down 18 or 20 or whatever it was and still battling back. But we just got to be a little bit better, you know, in that early stage of that second quarter and not get, you know, down like that.
Well, guys, we'll move on here. You're now 8-7, and two more games on this road trip here. You go to Southwestern Knights on Tuesday, and then Colby next week here. And I know those are some games that are very winnable for you guys. And Southwestern Knights, a team that's kind of up and down this year. Colby's had a pretty good season so far. And, you know, what are you doing here? What are you thinking about the most here for your team as you head into those road games again next week?
Well, like I told our guys, you know, before coming up here is, you know, it's been a busy week to go 2-1 in the games that we had. You know, it's pretty good, but, you know, obviously we wanted to get this one tonight. But I think, if anything, we know we can play with them, and they're a good ball team, and we just got to make some better, you know, choices. Going forward, you know, next week with Southwestern Heights, we'll have to watch. You know, we kind of know what they have, you know, based on last year. And so we got to go down there and take care of business. We just have to be smart, play our game, and we'll be fine. And then, you know, we got to get ready to battle, you know, Friday against Colby. You know, they got some big dudes down there, and rebounding will be a factor. And, you know, if I know Parker McKee well enough, he's going to come out with the same kind of defense he ran against us last time. So we're going to have other guys step up. And, you know, fortunately for us and my guys in particular, as they have been, you know, they've each shown glimpses of being able to step up. So I think they'll play with a little bit more confidence than they did the last time we played Colby. But we got to take care of business on Tuesday. So another quick turnaround. But, you know, they need to get some rest this weekend and get ready to go.
Once again, Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 60-50. Coach Brian Gentry joining me post-game. Thanks, as always, Coach, and talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.